Tan Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because, you know, I have a lot of that stuff on the show where you can find help and hope. And with me today, we have my friend Avery on the boards.
Hey, Linda. How's it going?
Joyful and grateful. Great to be back this week. You know, I had guest host last week who did a fabulous job.
So with you going up to Manhattan this past week.
Excuse me?
So with you going up to Manhattan this past week, I just wanted to ask where you were 20 years ago, being from New York.
Oh, where I was 20 years ago, you know, and I was thinking about that this morning. I lived here. I had just moved to Florida a few months before, and I was doing bookkeeping for a woman part-time at her house, and I went to her house that day, and the news was on, and bang. And I left immediately and drove back to my house. I ran in the house and turned the TV on and called my husband, and he came to the TV and bang. And my dad my stepmother still lives in Manhattan, and tried to call them right away and no phones. So it was, you know, I think everybody remembers where they were. Where were you?
I was 1 year old on vacation in Mexico.
Oh my goodness. So you don't remember it as vividly as I do.
Not at all.
Not at all. So with me today, we have Becky McGallis. I'm so glad to have you. We're going to chat in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But the first thing I want to do is I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. And we have Jillian in New Jersey, Sammy in Pinellas Park, and Maritza in St. Pete. And like I say, there is always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners and friends. Whether you listen to the show live or on YouTube or Facebook or Apple iTunes or wherever they'll take me. I'm just glad that you're here today. So 9/11, you know what I would like to say, Connecting Caregivers would like to honor those lives that were lost that day and the brave citizens and the first responder who risked their own lives to save others in the face of 9/11 terrorist attacks. May the memory of 9/11 remind us that despite our differences, we must all work together and be united in our quest to make our nation and the world a better place. And so I was watching a lot of the 9/11 stuff yesterday on TV and this morning. And of course, it's very teary. And I have some classmates that died and some people I personally knew. And you just watch that and you see how we just banded together to do what we had to do. And if that's not a message that we need to hear right now, nobody said, oh, are you a Republican or a Democrat? Am I going to help you out of the building? So all my friends out there, please think about this, because we're really in a divided nation right now, which is just scary as heck. I want my United States of America back. So just think about that as you're thinking about 9/11, as you're thinking about the sacrifices people made, as you think about what is really important, what really is important. All right, I'm off my soapbox. But while I'm talking about that too, you know, we have the Field of Honor coming up with my Kiwanis group, which is in Seminole, and it is November 1st to the 30th, and you can sponsor a flag for a veteran. And it's so fabulous when you just drive by there and see the flags blowing, and each one has a streamer on it, and it'll have the name of the person. And it doesn't have to be somebody who's deceased. The name of the person and their rank and whatever, and every year there's a different color streamer. And it's just such a respectful thing. I love a flag wherever I see a flag. You ever drive down 19 and you see those huge flags? Oh my goodness. It's just like, God bless America. So there's information on my Facebook page about that if you're interested in any of that stuff. Just want to say, too, this morning had a fabulous support group, online support group, which is sponsored by Arden Quartz. And it was so fabulous this morning to be with my caregivers, and they inspire me every single time. The fortitude, the love, the respect. I mean, the one woman just had to have her husband go into a community, and her husband is a mechanic. They were long-haul drivers at one point. And he's in the community where he's staying. He's underneath the table trying to fix everything. He thinks there's a truck, then they go for it. I think that's just fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. So, Becky, we've been like hitting base back and forth for I don't know how long. Mm-hmm. You're finally here. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the Veteran Community Partnership and what they do and just all the stuff you do.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for having me. I am currently working at Bay Pines VA as the nurse manager of the home-based primary care program, which I can mention a little bit about later on. But first, I want to mention that we've just started up the Veterans Community Partnership, which is a national program that the VA has gotten started around the country with the focus of improving veteran choice and their access to care, services, and benefits through the VA reaching out to community organizations and community organizations reaching out to the VA.
'Cause you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. So we understand that the VA is a challenging system to navigate, to access and to navigate. And that's a part of our intent with the Veteran Community Partnership is to try and have a face, a person, a contact, get some, you know, information out there that people can get the information that they need and ultimately get the services.
It's good to speak to a person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And anybody who's experienced calling the main number at the VA, you never know where you're going to get sent.
Right.
So having a point person, you know, is really very helpful. So,
because then you feel like you have somebody on your team.
Exactly. Yep. So the more you know us and the more we know you, then the better we can meet the needs of the veterans. So essentially, that's the focus.
All right. So let's talk about some benefits that veterans don't even know about.
Well, for example, the home-based primary care program. Now, first of all, the veteran has to be eligible for the VA benefits.
Right, that's not your bag.
That's not my bag. I can't speak to that.
Right.
But you can certainly go online to find out if you or the veteran that you're caring for is eligible for VA benefits.
Where would they go online?
Just look up the Bay Pines VA website.
Okay.
And there's links on there too.
Okay.
Get you to where you need to go. But once someone is ineligible and receiving healthcare services at the VA, if they are homebound, not 100% can't leave the house homebound, but it's difficult to get to clinic appointments.
Right.
They're having a hard time keeping their medications straight. They can't remember what the doctor or the nurse practitioner told them in the clinic.
Exactly.
So home-based primary care is an interdisciplinary team that goes out to the home, and we have a physician, a nurse practitioner.
Because some of those guys probably wouldn't even be going to see anybody if they didn't come in their home, because it's difficult for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or they may be seeing a community provider, a doctor in the community. Sometimes people that have, say, you know, a Medicare HMO insurance, they have a doctor that they'll see in the community for once a year, getting their medications prescribed. But there are so many other services that are available. So the home-based team has a physician, a nurse practitioner becomes the primary care provider.
Mm-hmm.
We have social workers, dietitians, pharmacists, registered nurses, physical occupational therapists.
That's huge.
Psychologists. And the physical therapists come into the home and they do a home safety assessment. And that's
so
sometimes
important.
One of the biggest services that makes the biggest difference. So they'll evaluate, you know, if you're walking with a walker.
Do you have enough room?
Do you have enough room? Do you have thresholds that are at risk for falls? If you're having falls, what's causing it?
Get rid of those throw rugs.
There's a program, exactly. There's a program through the VA that's a chunk of money. It's called the HISA grant. And again, if one is eligible, say you can't get your wheelchair through the doorway into your bathroom, you can go through this process to have funds allotted to widen the doorway to your bathroom. Huge.
Yeah.
You know, get a ramp, any number of things.
Anything that can keep our people mobile is so important.
And allow the caregivers to continue caring for them in their home.
Yeah, because where do we all want to be?
At home, exactly. Exactly. So that's the full range of services, and the social workers are really the stars in terms of taking care of the caregivers, and they can link you in with resources that are available both in the community and through the VA. And we mentioned earlier when we were talking, respite, home respite.
Yes, let's talk. First of all, for maybe our new listeners, let's explain what respite is.
Respite is a term that means giving you a break.
Right.
Creating some space for the caregiver
to breathe.
To breathe, to take care of yourself, to go to your doctor's appointments, to go get your hair done, do your shopping without lugging your person you're caring, you know, for along with you, or to take a vacation. There is actually two-week episodes of care that in a contracted community nursing home that can be arranged. And the social worker will help with that. It's during COVID, it's a challenge to find nursing homes that will accept. But we just had social workers find placement in for five of our veterans.
And we're not going to be in COVID forever.
Not forever, exactly. Fingers crossed.
Yes.
But that's huge.
Yeah, and is huge. You can go to your granddaughter's graduation or a wedding, or you can just go away.
Just take care of yourself.
And it's so important with that with caregivers. You know, caregivers are so unselfish. You know, I'm okay. No, you're not. And they, when they finally take that little break, they come back. They're so much better. Their loved one is so much better. And sometimes their loved one just maybe appreciates them a little more. And I think we need to look at that, because sometimes the caregiver is like, yeah, I'm doing a great job, but you can see they're kind of gritting their teeth. So it's so important that the caregiver takes care of themselves too.
Absolutely.
And I say to caregivers, and I hate to be blunt, but I think if you don't take care of yourself, you're doing an injustice to your loved one.
Well, and I'm sure you have, I saw one of the topics, I think, for your conference, that you need to put the oxygen on yourself first. Right? In the airline, the safety speech that they give, if you don't have the oxygen you need, you can't continue to provide care.
No. And you can't even be thinking straight. Because you know what happens with caregivers? It's either a very slow process they become a caregiver. They don't really realize that. They just start helping with this and that. Or there's a fall or a diagnosis or whatever, and they're a caregiver overnight.
Thrown into it.
Well, who told you anything about this stuff?
Yep.
If you haven't experienced it yet, when I took care of my mom, I didn't have a clue. I didn't. But thank God I'm pretty resourceful and stuff. But we also have people that are taking care of disabled children. We have 86-year-old women taking care of their 92-year-old husband, grandparents taking care of their grandchildren, and every single one needs that respite, needs that time. And I say to caregivers, you know, you may think you're the bomb caregiver, but every now and then your loved one is sitting there going, could you maybe go away for a couple hours?
It gets intense, you know?
Yeah.
It gets real intense, and everybody needs a break.
Yeah.
So the in-home respite is a certain number of hours per month where a community home health agency will send in an aide to give you those blocks of time to go to your appointment or get your hair done. that can make the difference between I can't do this anymore to I think I can continue to carry on.
Yeah, and you know what? That, like I said, trying to educate people what respite care is, because years ago I had custody of my two grandchildren, and one of the community partners or whatever had said to me that I could have respite care. I don't know who, what was it? I didn't understand what it was. I never took advantage of it because I didn't understand what it was. I was like, no, I can take care of the kids. Yeah, I could take care of the kids, but that's not what it was.
Yeah, taking care of yourself.
Yeah, and the thing is, sometimes we have to have people force us to take care of ourselves, especially when we're caregivers. When I first started doing this, first I had to educate people that they were caregivers before I could help them. Because I'm not a caregiver, I am the faithful spouse. I am the good daughter. I am the neighbor.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, if you're doing this, 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 and this, you're a caregiver.
Oh, yeah. It could go on your resume. It's
yes.
a job.
You know? And you know what the thing is? As Rosalind Carter said years ago, you either are a caregiver, you have been a caregiver, you will be a caregiver, somebody will be taking care of you. I tell everybody it's an equal opportunity employer.
That's right. It's a part of the circle of life.
Yeah.
You know? We
and
all start
okay.
out being cared for, and then we become caregivers, and then once again, we are cared for.
Yeah.
So caregivers are on every step of that path.
Yeah. And that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And the more education we have with it, and the more that we will just admit to each other, because there are people that are living next door to each other and they're both caregivers, but nobody's talking about it.
Yep. Oh, yeah, neighbors lots of times. It's so wonderful. You see all kinds of wonderful things happening out there in the world.
You know, for one of my support groups, this was before COVID, there were two women both taking care of their moms, and their moms were both at, like, the same progression about. So what they did was every Tuesday, the one woman took both of the moms for 3 or 4 hours. Every Thursday, the other woman took both of the moms for 3 or 4 hours. And then on every Friday, they got together and had lunch and went to the movies, the four of them. Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that 3 or 4 hours to yourself and then having some social time, too, was... So we have to be creative and we have to know because many times people are just sitting around because they don't know what to do. Like, how do I hook up with this? Mm-hmm. Or who's going to understand what I've been through? Probably a whole bunch of your neighbors.
Absolutely. It's like when you have little kids at home, and that's a 24/7 job, right? And then you're starved for adult conversation.
Yep.
You're starved for just a break, room to breathe.
Well, and just like when you take care of kids, you kind of need a tribe of other mothers and whatever.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I had custody of my grandchildren, I said to the other mothers, just be friends with me. Tell me what Xbox is. I don't have a clue. But we did. We had like a tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need in your caregiver, in your life, that's what you need.
Your support system.
Yeah.
Yep.
And caregivers sometimes say, well, I feel weak if I ask for help. No, you're strong when you ask for help.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. All right, so tell me what some more stuff here.
Okay, so the Caregiver Support Program, again, for veterans who are eligible for health care, we have two arms to the Caregiver Support Program. And just for a number, there are currently 2.4 million family caregivers helping veterans remain in their home and providing their care. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So the Caregiver Support Program is comprised of two unique programs to serve and support veterans and caregivers across all areas. So the first one is the Program of General Caregiver Support Services. So any of you that have dealt with the VA know that they like to use the alphabet soup.
Yes.
Everything is boiled down to numbers, you know, just...
Yes.
A string of letters. So the Program of General Caregiver Support Service is the PGCSS.
Okay.
So if you hear that, that's what that's talking about. And that's just providing emotional support and referrals for caregivers of veterans. And to apply for that support, I can give you the phone number. It's 727-398-6661. Extension 17239.
Okay.
Now that's the local Bay Pines VA phone number and the extension to the caregiver support program.
Okay.
And there is also a caregiver support line, which is
national
24/7. That number is 1-855-260-3274.
And if you give me that, I'll put that in the description of the show for anybody that didn't write it down.
Okay, absolutely. And then the second program, which is the newest and most significant, is the Program of Comprehensive Assistance for Family Caregivers, PCAFC. And this provides a financial stipend for caregivers caring for veterans in the home that would otherwise be in a nursing home level of care without a caregiver. Now, there are very specific, okay, this serves veterans that served prior to May 7th, 1975.
Okay.
So Vietnam and before, and any veteran serving from 9/11 to the present time.
Okay.
So this will open up to veterans who served between that time, between 1975 and 9/11, in October of 2022. So there is hope there.
Yeah.
But this is a huge, huge effort that the VA nationally has put forward. Congress has allotted all these funds to provide, to reimburse caregivers. So,
because they have so much stress to begin with. Now I have to worry, do I have enough money for to put food on the table?
Right. Exactly. So this can really make the difference.
Yeah.
And in order to qualify for this stipend program, the vet has to need personal care services to perform one or more activities of daily living or require supervision and protection based on symptoms of residuals of neurological impairment or injury. So when that program first started, I was still making home visits with the home-based primary care program.
Okay.
And at that time, when it first rolled out, it was geared for the post-9/11. The young men coming back largely with traumatic brain injuries. So that's kind of what that falls into. And also that they require the assistance of a family caregiver to live safely in a home setting. So, and they have to have a minimum of 70% service connected.
Okay.
Connection. So I will also leave this information with you.
Yeah.
There's a 1010CG form that needs to be completed electronically. And there's the website that you can access of www.caregiver.va.gov.
Perfect. Perfect.
So
thank you so much for all this fabulous information. But right now we need to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Everyone at one time or another experiences so much stress, physical, emotional, and mental, that their brain seems to freeze in place. Lauren McLaughlin has been an emotional support coach for over 25 years and was also a caregiver for her husband John for 10 years. Emotional support coaching for caregivers is all about having the freedom to say out loud without fear of judgment or criticism all the random thoughts that have gone in and out of your mind. Many caregivers receive enough help in one session to create their own healing plan. Others may want a bit more coaching, but Lauren McLaughlin has a maximum limit of 3 sessions. If you sincerely want to build a new future, that much coaching will be more than enough. All sessions are on Zoom for 45 minutes. Contact Lauren by email at godbless@tampabay.rr.com to set up an appointment for your caregiver support coaching session. Caregiver support sessions were previously priced at $45. They are now available to our listeners on a love offering basis. You decide what price you want to pay for your personal session.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yep, you know what I always say when someone asks if they can help you, say thank you very much. So I get an email this week from a woman who says she cares for her mom, and her mom has some sundowning issues, and you know how we talk about that at times, and maybe some remedies or helpful things during that. And so she met one of her neighbors at the mailbox and was talking to her neighbor, and her neighbor says, oh, and I'm taking care of my dad that has some sundowning issues. So what they're doing is they're meeting every afternoon, and they're playing either checkers or dominoes, the mom and the guy next door, and they play their own game. Many times it's very different, not the game we would necessarily play. And the two women get some time to chat. They're having some social time. The two women are having some time to chat, and they're not really paying attention to the sundowning issues. I was telling some of the listeners a couple of weeks ago, what my one caregiver does is every afternoon when it gets to be like that sundowning time, he takes care of his aunt. He makes little hors d'oeuvres, and they dance. He puts on big band music or whatever, and they dance, and she doesn't like to eat a lot, but she loves them little hors d'oeuvres. I'm like, you're brilliant. You know, you So that's what I love about talking to different caregivers, just the ideas that you guys come up for. I'm just trying to plant some seeds, but like, we got to figure another way. And they come up with that, and I'm like, how cool is that? How cool is that? I hope somebody's dancing with me one day.
Mm-hmm. Very creative.
Very creative. So hopefully our other guest, Jill, will be calling in a little while. But while we're waiting for Jill, I want to talk a little bit more about the conference. November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Connecting Caregivers Conference, where you can find help and hope. And I hope you'll tune in. We have 18 hours of presentations from the comfort of your home, which is really fabulous because we can have caregivers all over the United States. And what we're doing each day at lunchtime, the first day we're going to have yoga. The second day we're going to have meditation. And the third day we're going to have emotional freedom technique tapping. And then after that, each day, also during the lunch 2 hours, we're going to have A&E Corner. And A&E stands for Adaptable Equipment. So they're going to give us demonstrations of the latest and greatest new walkers, chairs, you know, just things that can help caregivers. So I'm really excited about that, besides all the great information. So do we have Jill on the phone?
How are you, Linda?
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you, Linda?
Joyful and grateful.
Atta girl.
So what's the weather by you?
It's trying to rain.
Starting to rain?
It's trying to.
Oh, trying to. It's kind of like that here today.
Really? Huh?
It's a little bit like that here also today.
Okay.
So, Jill, we've met through Facebook, I believe, right?
Yeah.
It was Facebook, and then I was just saying to Becky, that's one of the things I love about Facebook. I get to meet fabulous caregivers and people all over the place because we can have these connections. So, Jill, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I, like Linda said, we met on, I think I invited her to my Facebook group.
Okay.
I just really have a passion for connecting caregivers that feel isolated. A lot of the people in my group are like me, and supporting someone with mental disability.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the what is it called when you hide your, I can't even think of the word right now, but you feel like maybe you should keep it a secret.
Yeah,
the stigma.
No one else would understand
of, you know, mental illness and things like that. And so a lot of caregivers isolate themselves because they maybe don't want to share with the world or with their neighbors or with the Facebook group that their loved one has a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Or PTSD or maybe schizophrenia like my husband does. And so they kind of isolate themselves, and I want them so badly to know that there are millions of other people.
Yeah.
That we love and care for in our homes, and that their communities around them love and care for them too, even if they have no clue how to help.
Right, right. It's so important. So explain a little bit about your background, how you're in this boat now.
Okay, I married my husband, and within 6 months of our marriage, he was deployed to the Gulf in Operation Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And that was way back in 1990. And he was exposed to sarin gas, and the ship was contaminated. And I don't know if the VA didn't realize that sarin gas can contaminate a ship, but 3 deployments later, it was finally condemned and burned. And many of the military members that were on that ship at that time in the Navy have had a lot of problems.
Wow.
And there's over 700,000 ground troops and other, you know, Marines and Navy and those mm-hmm. people that have what's called Gulf War illness. And a lot of it involves, like, PTSD from non-combat situations.
Yeah.
But the oil burning in the Gulf, lung problems, all those tires they burned on the land.
Yeah.
A lot of the
just poison.
Were poisoned. Yeah, and they're suffering from cancer and all kinds of things. So there's a big part of that few years that people just don't realize because they don't, they're not missing limbs maybe or.
Right, it's not visible.
Yeah, it's not visible, and most of us were turned down for care from the VA. My husband doesn't get any VA benefits because they just didn't recognize it when I applied. And a lot of people have told me I should reapply, but it's so hard to put my husband through the testing. And quite frankly, we've figured out life pretty well. And so I just don't want to put him through it again. So, yeah. That's my story.
So tell us about your book.
My book is called Home of the Unknown Soldier, and it's the story of me realizing how messed up he was, even from the first deployment when he came home and I realized he was different.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I thought, oh, my gosh, because he left 6 months after we were married.
Yeah, so that's a tough thing, too, yeah.
Well, I second-guessed my marriage. I was like, what did I see in this guy? He's
right.
Like, not the guy I married. Was I blind? Because, you know,
of course,
easy for young people. And I was 27 and he was 29. And I thought I had waded through all the guys and picked the best guy. Like, he was amazing and everything I wanted. And when he came back, he was not that guy. And so I talked to his sisters and I talked to my other family members who had met him and knew him. And his friends from the ship, who we all kind of, our friendships dwindled over the next couple of years because everybody changed and everybody was upset and angry and weird. And
it hurt. And
it was just, it was just like our lives just felt like they were falling apart.
Yeah.
But I had gotten pregnant right away when my husband got home, and we had a child before I had a clue what was going on. And even though my husband is really troubled in his brain, he is the best dad, and his kids
Aww.
Love him so much. And I could see that connection right from the beginning, and I could not bring myself to divorce him.
Mm.
And so we had two more boys before I decided that was enough, because I was kind of dependent on Medicaid and some things, and I hate being dependent on social programs. I will do it if I need to, and I did for many years, but we're okay now. And so, anyway, we've been at it. We've been married for, it'll be 32 years in March.
God bless.
And I love him to death. He's a wonderful man, but he's delusional all day, every day, and it's hard for him. And it was hard for me. For a long time, I struggled with a lot of lies that we caregivers tell ourselves. My kids don't deserve this. He doesn't deserve this. I wish we could all just, get in a really bad car wreck and die so we could all be out of our misery. And I was suicidal, and I just wanted my husband to die. I wished someone would take my kids from me. I was so...
What flipped the switch?
So long. The switch, well, it was gradual. So we had some really good counseling over the years that just kind of kept me from drowning. But then I had the most amazing life coach that doesn't even work specifically with caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
But she works with mothers of young children.
Okay.
And I needed her because I had kids. And so she coached me, but I was able to incorporate the things that I learned from my coach into my caregiving.
Mm-hmm.
It made all the difference. It was a lifesaver. And
wow.
So I try to share the principles that I learned from her with others in my group. And also I'm a coach full time. So
that's a whole like 360, huh?
Yeah, I was a physical therapist for almost 30 years. And the last couple of years while I was at it, I went ahead and set up my coaching business because I realized that's what I wanted to do next.
So where do you go from here? What's your vision as a caregiver coach? How can you help our listeners?
My vision as a caregiver coach, like I said, is to bring people out of isolation and victimhood and feeling like their life is over, like they want their old life back, because that's not the truth either.
Right.
Caregiving can be such an amazing and beautiful experience where we learn so much more about ourselves and about our others, and that love has nothing to do with chemistry or being alike in all the ways.
I get it.
Being similar. You know, it's about a choice. Loving is a choice. It's always a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And loving doesn't mean that you have to stay with someone who's abusing you. It doesn't
No.
mean you have to put up with things and be a doormat either. But you have choices, and you have to realize that you have choices. And so my mission is to free people from feeling like they're trapped, feeling like they don't have choices, and that no one understands, and helping them to join a community of people who get that too and who want to love and support each other. And yes, I allow venting in my group, but the people in my group know that as much as we love venting, we also are happy to
yeah.
counsel each other and not tell each other what to do, because I'm a caregiver coach. I teach you about self-care. I don't ever tell anybody what they should do with their loved one, because I don't know.
Exactly.
They're the ones that know what they should do with their loved one.
Yeah.
So, of course, we don't judge or criticize in our group. They don't in the other groups, too. And I'm a member of a lot of other groups and go in there and talk to people, too. I love all the groups.
I do, too.
I encourage my people to join as many groups that they feel like it, you know, supports their mm-hmm. specific situation, because I'm a caregiver coach. So everybody who's a caregiver is allowed in my group, but a lot of my people in my group need to belong to a group of caregivers with loved ones with schizophrenia or
yeah.
an aging parent or a dependent child.
Exactly.
Whoever they're caring for, they need to be in these other groups where they can learn about their own situation.
Yeah.
They need to be in my group so they can learn the emotional self-care that will help them through all of it.
So, Jill, where can our caregivers find you?
They can find me at my website. It's just www.jillarmijo.com.
Can you spell that, please?
Spell that out. Yeah, J-I-L-L, and then my last name is A-R-M, like your arm, and then I-J-O.
Okay.
And my Facebook group is Caregivers Living Abundantly.
I love the title of your group.
Yeah, and you can put the link to that in your show notes.
I will do that. Thanks so much for being with us, Jill, today. I really appreciate you. And where can they find your book?
It's on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or you can go to your local Barnes & Noble bookstore and ask for it.
Terrific. Thanks so much, my friend.
Okay, thank you, Linda. I love the work that you're doing in the world, and I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a delicious day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears. Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
And we're off. That means you need to get your pen and paper because I got good stuff to tell you. So first of all, if you're looking for a support group, I'm so glad I'm not the only kid on the block now doing support groups. We have a lot of fabulous people doing support groups. So you can go to my website, lindaburhans.com, and see the ones that I do. We also have Debbie Cell Savage with Coping Today and Dr. Kate McCarty, katemccarty.com. The Center for Caregiver Support, and the Parkinson's Foundation. So if you want any of that information, just message me through the website, and I'll send that to you. Also, Sage's Plays with Purpose is doing a show, Denying Gravity, September 18th at 2 p.m. in St. Pete, and the 25th at 2 p.m. in Gulfport. You can go to sagestheater.org. Grief Support with Grace Terry via Zoom every Tuesday at noon. If interested, email me. I'll give you that link. There'll be a health and wellness expo on Thursday, September 16th from 9 to 1 at the Sunshine Center in St. Pete on 5th Street North. Over 50 vendors, seminars, samples, workshops, and live entertainment. I think I'm going to be there too. And then October 16th, the LGBTQ Senior Resource Fair is at the Gulfport Senior Center. There are also some virtual education series, Montessori-inspired lifestyle at Regal Palms. And you can find out about that at 727-437-1350. Last but not least, Yoga for Caregivers. You can go to the Facebook page, Yoga, the number 4, Caregivers. They give free yoga classes and a whole bunch of stuff. And they'll be part of the conference in November. So please tune in November for the conference because there'll be tons of information. It'll be 3 days in the comfort of your home and everything will be recorded. What's the last thing you would like to say to our caregivers today, Becky?
Just how inspiring you all are, and carry on with your wonderful work. And those with connections to veterans, please reach out, explore eligibility, because there's a world of resources available to you, and the criteria for eligibility is always changing.
Right, and I think that's so important. So maybe something that someone tried to apply for in the past was not accepted, but could be now. And I think what happens is somebody goes and then something's not accepted. They just get so frustrated they don't go back at all. And that's just a sad thing because new things do come up and different kinds of programs. I am so grateful to all our veterans for everything they do every day to keep us safe in this wonderful country. I think we don't appreciate that enough. I think we don't appreciate our first responders and our policemen and our firemen and our doctors and our nurses, which I think we've seen very closely yesterday and today on the news. We're in this together, all of us. None of us are going to get out alive. We're all going one day. But while we're on this journey, I want you to know that you're not alone, that there is always someone else there to help you. I used to be tough on myself. I didn't ask for help. I didn't even know what to ask for. I think that was part of the problem, too. You don't know, and you just think, the caregiver thinks, this is my responsibility. Only I can do it. But you know what, caregivers? Somebody else could do laundry just as good as you can. Somebody else could make a dinner just as good as you can. So think about that, and think about the fact that you really want to your loved one to have some social time and be with somebody else beside you. When my mom passed away, I met a friend in the supermarket. She said, "How you doing?" I said, "I'm doing okay." She said, "I'm sick of hearing that from you, Linda." She said, "When you took care of your mother, you stole my joy." I said, "What?" She said, "I could see you swimming in quicksand, and every time I asked if I could help you, you said, 'No, I'm okay.' And you know what? I didn't get to really get to know your mother." So we need to think about that, because we're not the boss in charge of everything, really. So just open it up, share with your neighbors, share with your friends, because I'm telling you, especially here in Florida, there's a caregiver on every corner. And it's going to continue to be that way. So please tune in next week for more good news and good stuff. Remember that we are here for anything you know. If I don't know the answer, I know someone that does. I will find an answer for you. And that's one of the fabulous things about a lot of the people in this whole community right now. If we don't know the answer, if I don't have the right thing, I know somebody that does. And I'm not going to say, "Ooh, I'm not going to give that referral to so-and-so." We just all work together. So thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you guys. Go to website lindaburhans.com and nominate a caregiver for our caregiver conference, for our caregiver contest, our caregiver contest. The next caregiver will be picked probably in about 6 weeks. And some of the prizes is a facial and a haircut and an Amazon gift card and a whole bunch of other good swag that we get. So every single person that is nominated receives something, because every single caregiver deserves something. So just go to lindaburhans.com to the caregiver contest and nominate a caregiver. You know, when we send something to a caregiver, when we call them up and say, "You won the contest," they go, "Who, me? Oh, my goodness." Like, really? And I remember the one caregiver came here and we gave her a whole basket of all these goodies. And she said, "Do I have to do it all in one day?" I'm like, "No." No. And usually included with that, for the people that are local, if the winner is local, is some respite care. But we're getting connections everywhere for respite care. And it's picked by all the names go in a bucket, and we just pick one out because every caregiver is fabulous. So tune in again next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
You just call up my name, and you know. Summer or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Will it take your soul if you let them? Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, baby, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.